Sunlight boosts mood, immunity, and energy, but when is the best time to get it? Many people avoid the sun in the name of skin cancer prevention. However, in doing so, they may be missing out on an array of health benefits, including improved mental health, enhanced immune function, and protection against chronic diseases, such as cancer. How we reap the benefits while minimizing the risks begins with understanding how sunlight's healing potency is delivered to the cells of our body. Having treated critically ill COVID-19 patients with sunlight, critical care, and internal medicine specialist Dr. Roger Sehult provides insights into this important principle. How sunlight helps prevent disease. Sehult says that sun exposure can potentially lower cancer risk. He points to a study in Sweden which followed 30,000 women for 20 years and found that those who avoided sun exposure had twice the mortality rate of the women who had the highest sun exposure. In a recent interview on Epic TV's Vital Signs with Brendan Fallon, Sehult discussed the potential of sunlight to reduce the risk of cancer and other diseases. Sunlight includes the infrared spectrum, which, though invisible to the human eye, can be sensed as heat. Among the infrared spectrum, near-infrared light is particularly beneficial to health through its ability to improve cellular energy production. Sunlight stimulates vitamin D production. Sun exposure stimulates vitamin D production in the body, providing a distinct health advantage. Vitamin D is essential for several bodily functions, with studies suggesting that optimal levels may reduce the risk of influenza and COVID-19 infections, as well as related fatalities. Dr. Jingduan Yang, a psychiatrist and integrative medicine practitioner, sees vitamin D deficiency as a factor in many chronic conditions presented by his patients. In my patient population who come to me for chronic fatigue, for depression, anxiety, and trouble sleeping, 95% of them even more have a vitamin D deficiency, he said. Meanwhile, data collected between 2017 and 2018 places vitamin D insufficiency at 40.9% in the broader U.S. population. Yang offers further insights into vitamin D and sunlight's benefits in sunlight versus depression, fatigue, and flu on Vital Signs with Brendan Fallon. The role of NIR light in cellular health. Inside each of our cells is an energy generator called the mitochondria. Mitochondria produce energy for the cells to perform their myriad tasks throughout the body. But this process also creates oxidative stress. Sehult likens mitochondria under oxidative stress to an overheated engine. If unchecked, it can lead to significant health problems. Research shows that oxidative stress contributes to various chronic diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and cancer. How does sunlight help mitigate oxidative stress? Sehult explains that NIR light penetrates deeply into the skin, promoting increased melatonin production. This hormone cools down the mitochondria, helping to alleviate oxidative stress. While many people take melatonin supplements, Sehult emphasizes that its production within the mitochondria through NIR exposure is far more effective. He further notes that oral melatonin should only be taken at night as it signals the body that it is time to sleep. Artificial NIR, an alternative to natural sunlight. Health-enhancing NIR light need not necessarily come from the sun. Photobiomodulation is the use of artificially generated red or near-infrared light to promote healing, lower inflammation, and also reduce pain across a broad array of conditions, including dementia. A study published in 2021 showed positive cognitive improvements in patients with dementia who received transcranial near-infrared light stimulation. Outcomes included improved sleep, mood, energy, and lower anxiety. Getting safe and beneficial sun exposure. While the prospect of disease-fighting sunlight certainly makes relaxing on the beach and working on your tan more enticing, it's important to note that there are risks involved with excessive UV light exposure. Sunburn can potentially cause mutations of DNA that could lead to skin cancer. It is also linked to skin damage and aging. With that said, sunlight need not strike bare skin to deliver health benefits. Sehult notes that NIR light can penetrate tissues more deeply than UV light due to its longer wavelength. This means that smart clothing choices can help block harmful UV rays while still allowing beneficial NIR light to penetrate. He points to recommendations from the University of Utah to wear denser fabrics and lighter colors to limit UV light penetration. Cotton and polyester are materials that allow reasonable penetration of beneficial NIR light. Denim, however, can block almost 50% of NIR light. Timing your sun exposure is also important for maximizing its benefits while minimizing risks. Sunrise and sunset are the ideal times for sun exposure to gather NIR rays, as UV radiation is generally at its lowest during these periods. According to Sahult, he suggests doing this for 20 to 30 minutes daily. Also, for darker-skinned people in particular, Sahult recommends getting midday sunlight. They can benefit from the greater UV light exposure at that time, while the higher melanin concentration of their skin means they're at lower risk of sunburn. For people in general, however, Sahult advises using sunscreen and wearing sun-protective clothing at that time. Sunscreen selection and skin type considerations. Choosing the right sunscreen is vital for skin protection. Sunscreens labeled as broad spectrum provide protection against both UVA and UVB rays, which are both harmful. The sun protection factor indicates how effectively sunscreen can prevent sunburn. SPF value indicates higher sun protection. SPF of at least 30 is recommended for most skin types for daily use. Beauty influencer and host of Epic TV's Beauty Within, Felicia Lee, said it was important to factor the dryness versus oiliness of skin into sunscreen choice, as certain ingredients can help regulate the skin's natural oil production. On Vital Signs with Brendan Fallon, she offers specific sunscreen recommendations based on skin type. Tune into sunlight versus depression, fatigue, and flu, four tips on how to choose effective sunscreen and sunglasses, and on optimizing sun health benefits.